City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, we hope another world record is going to be broken here on Merseyside this weekend, because in Wirral, there is an attempt at the Guinness World Record for the longest game of rugby ever played. Let's talk to the organiser, Sean Ellis from McLaughton Village. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning.
Thanks for joining me. Tell us a little bit more about the idea and what it is you're attempting to do.
Well, the idea is to beat the world record, 31 hours of continuous rugby. I've decided to do this because we lost our little girl in February, and to, you know, keep our minds at ease and keep us going, we thought we could just do something positive for our Park Hospital, to build a bereavement suite. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So you're doing it for Arrow Park. Just tell us a little bit more about, you know, obviously a very tragic time for you and the family, but obviously you felt you wanted to get something positive out of that and remember your little girl by.
Yeah. That's why we're doing it. You know, everything's for Mia. Her name was Mia. So everything's for Mia. So
this was back in February, wasn't it? I would imagine an incredibly tough time for the whole family.
Well, it is a tough time. It still is now, but with our friends and family, it's been great. And the rugby club, you know, it's like another family. So that they help us all the time. So
something positive in little Mia's memory. So this event's going to take place at New Brighton Rugby Club. It starts tomorrow. 31 hours. How tough is this? Are you someone who's played rugby for years and years?
I have. Yeah. I played since I was 12. There's a few lads who've played for a good numerous years, but there's a few lads who haven't played for that long, to be fair. We've been training up to 12 hours a week. We've been doing night sessions, 12 o'clock till 6 in the morning. And that's been tough. And that's not even a quarter of the record, so that should be fun.
What pace do you play it at, Sean?
We haven't actually got a pace yet, but the pace, we intend to do is just, you know, not go flat out, because the 6 hours through the night, we went flat out and it got to 6 hours and it did get tough. We carried on, but it got tough. So there's something we've got to sort out there during the game, but it's got to be, everything's got to be done by the book. It's full contact and everything, so.
I was going to say, any rules on sort of physical connection? Have you had any sort of chat with each other? Because if you really went, you know, to take each other down and take each other out, you could all be a mess.
We'd all be a mess
by 2 hours, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we'd only last 5 hours. we've spoke about it. You know, we're playing against the clock, not against each other. Mm. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, but
31
it's
hours.
A good course.
Yeah. And I've seen some pictures of you training on the beach. Where was that?
Yeah. That was on Morton Shore.
Right, okay. So that's a good venue for some training. But this is going to take place at New Brighton Rugby Club. And what's the kick-off time tomorrow?
10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock on the Sunday. In the evening, sorry.
I hope there's a big Sunday lunch waiting for you at 5 o'clock.
So do I. A few beers will be fine.
I think just staying up all night is hard enough for me. But
we've got tents, but to have like a little sleep in between, because it works out. You play 2 hours and have an hour off, but as the time goes on, you'd be playing 3 hours on and half an hour off due to injuries and stuff. But you know, I'm hoping I'll have a little sleep, but we'll see.
What's the pool of friends you can choose from here? How many are getting involved?
44. There's 44. Well, there's more, to be fair, because there's volunteers who want to be part of it as well, but can't actually play.
Right.
But there's 44 players, 22 aside.
And people can get down there and watch, can't they? I mean, in fact, and we heard a little bit earlier on, we were talking with Andy Grant, who broke a world record last night. And one of the things that spurred him on was sort of the crowds and the support. It's just the same with you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, the crowd, the amount of people that have said they're coming. Wirral Sands Charity, they've been fantastic for us. They're still supporting us now. They don't have to, but they still are. And they've got a page, and they've invited loads and loads of people to come support. And the amount of people said they did welcome and support us. It's just mad.
Yeah, make sure you get down there. Make sure you donate and help out as well. It's a brilliant cause. It really is. What I don't understand is the current record is 27 hours. Why aren't you just going for 27 hours and 30 minutes?
Well, it's a good job I did go for 31 hours. I didn't want to just do a record. I wanted to smash a record.
28 would have been fine, Sean.
Well, it's a good job I did, because there was a team 2 weeks ago in Wales that went for 30 hours.
Aha, right. It all makes sense now.
But if you put in for 30 hours, you've got to do 30 hours. You can't do 30 hours and 2 minutes. Well, you can, but your record's only 30 hours. You put in for the time, you've got to do that time.
Right.
So that other team, they pulled out 2 weeks ago. They must have got wind of ours, you see. So.
they've scuppered you. Right, raising money for a new bereavement suite at Arrow Park Hospital. Just before you go, just tell us about the fantastic work that goes on at Arrow Park already, and obviously yourself and your family, and how close you were and how much you benefited from it.
Well, Whittle Sands, the Arrow Park Hospital, everything that happened on the 18th of February, I wouldn't wish it up on anyone. And then the support we had from the hospital, and they still come to see us now, and we're in Whittle Sands. So it's been amazing. I can't think of anything better than raise money for the suite. That they were looking to raise money for the bereavement suite, and me and Georgina, that's my fiance, we just jumped on that. We want to raise money. It's been fantastic.
Good luck to everyone involved. Sean, have a brilliant weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up with you next week with a world record.
Oh, thank you.
All right, take care. Sean Ellis there, involved in organising a world record attempt for the longest rugby game, a Guinness World Record. He's looking at 31 hours. The current record's 27 hours. And it starts tomorrow at New Brighton Rugby Club. So it will run for 2 days. If you can get down and support them, they would very much appreciate it.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.